Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is John Lee of WYPR's massive reporting team. John, next election, 2018, almost 2 years away, and already candidates are lining up to run for Baltimore County Executive and raising money. Tell us about
that. Yeah, this was a big week for all of that, actually, where the campaign financial forms were due. And it really gives you a nice early gauge of who's really in. And so on the Democratic side, and that's really where the action is right now, there's the big three. There's Vicki Almond, who is a Baltimore County Council member, has been there since 2010. Right now, she's the front runner when it comes to cash. She's got $484,000 on hand. Next to her is Jim Brochin, state senator, four terms now, and he has almost as much, $472,000. And then Johnny Yoshefsky Jr., former delegate, House of Delegates, behind them with $300,000 on hand.
How does that position them in this race? You know, if I remember correctly, Kevin Kamenetz, current county executive, spent something like $1 million on his three-way primary in 2010. Do they look to be able to raise that kind of money?
I asked Vicki Almond that exact question. You know, how much money do you need? And she used $1 million, close to $1 million. And so that makes her about halfway there. So, yeah, it's a lot of money. On the other hand, when I talked to Johnny Yoshefsky, who is the one who has $300,000, he tried to make the point, or made the point, that actually the person with the most amount of money doesn't always win. Check the governor's race 2 years ago. It's the message, it's the candidate who wins, not who has the most money.
And of course, they're going to have to raise even more when they get into a general election.
Sure, that's right. The fundraising hasn't stopped today. They will continue. It's interesting, you know, Jim Brochin, he can't fundraise for the next few months because he's in the legislature. Vicki Almond made the point to me that she was able to raise a bunch of money, even though she couldn't fundraise for a big chunk of last year because the county was in the zoning process and she wasn't allowed to fundraise. She said really her fundraising came in the last 75 days or so.
Which brings us to the county's zoning process development. Is it Jim Brochin who's
wants
to eliminate developers being allowed to contribute to candidates?
County council and county executive candidates. That's exactly right. This will be an issue in this race. There's just no question about it. Jim Brochin says it is not about Vicki Almond, but Vicki Almond says she fully expects him to use it against her. And of course, the power of developers in Baltimore County is a big issue. There are a lot of people, Jim Brochin included, think they have too much power and are really calling all the shots.
Okay, one other thing now. We've only been talking about Democrats, but Larry Hogan, the Republican governor, took Baltimore County big time 2 years ago. And you'd think that there would be Republicans in Baltimore County just champing at the bit to get into this race. But so far, we haven't heard much of anything.
No one has jumped out like these three Democrats have. There are names that are being floated around. The great mentioner is out there mentioning names, but no one out there like these three Democrats.
Okay, John, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
With John Lee, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.